Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcasts. One-on-one interview, season 7, episode 3. And we have a very special guest, Hannah Lee, appeared as Charlotte Courtwright, the little girl that answered the door in the very first scene. For one episode. You only did the one episode, Charlotte. It was one of the young girls Emily was mentoring for Cotillion. Let's talk about her bio a little bit. She's an actress, a singer. Oh, let's get into that too. Been featured on SWAT, Body of Proof, Mad Men, Bones, Lone Star, Without a Trace, Kicking It, and more recent in the Sex Lives of College Girls. Hannah is also an indie pop singer, songwriter, with music available on all streaming platforms. That's exciting. So let's talk about, Hannah, how you got the role on Gilmore Girls, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. This is like such a treat. I couldn't believe it when I got the invite. This is so fun. I love reliving the days of Gilmore Girls, so I'm stoked. How I got the role, it was the classic, like, Jamie Udofsky was the casting director at the time for my episode, and I think the whole show. And I just remember it was a really positive experience. You never know what you're going to get as a kid actor in the room. And It was the classic, I think, pre-read and 2 callbacks. And she was such a light. And I remember feeling really comfy. And the casting process was pretty easy. It was nice.
How old were you at the time?
10 or 11. Wow. Yeah.
What's that like, being so young and being involved in the business at that level?
I could write a thesis on that question. I'd love to keep it short for you. I think I started in the industry at the age of 4. My first role was 4 years old. So I didn't have tangible memory of not being an actor. So by the time I got to Gilmore Girls, it had been 6 years of my life, of my very developmental life. So it was just something I was so used to doing that it didn't feel like anything abnormal, which I think a lot of other child actors might have a different take or maybe the same, but to me it was all I knew. So it was just kind of like the life I had.
Right. Fit like a glove, all natural. There you go. This is what I do. It's not a big deal. I've always done it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that comes whole lot of other things. But yeah, for me at the time, it was just another day, another audition.
were you a fan of the show before you auditioned?
I didn't watch it. I was, I think, maybe on the lower age end as far as like understanding the amazing, intelligent comedy. But my mom and my sister were like stoked about Poor Girls. My mom was like over the moon. And I actually have recently just started binging Gilmore Girls, believe it or not. And I'm like, where has this been all my life? I can't believe it took me so long to
get to it. All right. So now you're on the set with Kelly Bishop, Ed Herman. Did they offer any kind of sage advice? What were they like?
I remember feeling so welcomed in a way that maybe it hadn't clicked before on a set, because I felt included in a professional and kind way. And I didn't feel like I was treated like a little kid for maybe the first time. I remember that feeling really special. Like I was just as respected as everybody else on that set. Mm-hmm. And Lauren in particular, she gave me a lot of comfort on those days. I mean, the dialogue is crazy. The pace is crazy on that show. And I don't think I had done anything like it. And I remember that on one of the days I was given like a new paragraph of dialogue, like at lunch or something. And I couldn't, it wasn't happening for my brain. Like it was not happening. It was a big paragraph. And I remember Lauren pulled me aside and she was like, all of us on set like trip up on this dialogue. Like it is crazy fast. You're not alone. And I just remember feeling so comforted by all of them about the type of show, but it was a positive experience.
Yeah. She was great like that with guest stars. She always made them feel welcome and comfortable, help them. And yeah, it was nice. It's nice to see. Cause not everybody, not every number one is like that.
No, not at all. But yeah, she was
great. Yeah. She was great at that. All right. So after you filmed the episode, did your parents let you watch it?
Yeah.
There is some content in there that's a little racing, you know?
I think even my own, like in my own scenes, like there's a line where I think Lauren makes a joke about if I'm going to have a drink and if I'm driving home that night. And I'm like, Lorelai, I'm only 10. I don't even think I understood what I was saying. Like, I think my parents knew that watching it wasn't going to be anything because I just wasn't there yet. So yeah, I watched it. It was cute.
Right. But it was very funny. That was really funny.
It was a good one. It was fun.
It was such a great scene.
Thank you.
So really, what was it like growing up as a child actor? How were you different from other kids? Did you feel different from other kids? Did they treat you differently?
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird kind of balance because on one end of the stick, you got like the kids who were so excited to be your friend because you were on Disney Channel and you were like someone that they could watch on their television. And on the other end, there was like that kind of isolated feeling of nobody is experiencing what I'm experiencing in my day-to-day life, but I'm being celebrated for it. But I don't know where the real aspect of that comes along, is like being an outcast and having friends. I also like didn't go to school. I was homeschooled because of acting. So I found a lot of my friendships like in dance, because I grew up dancing as well. Actually, a very fun fact, a lot of the little extras on this episode were from my dance studio. And I didn't know that they were hired as extras until I got on set that day. And we were kind of like, why are you here? Like,
to make you feel comfortable.
Going on, sure, but I had actually just started at that dance studio, so I didn't really know all of them. So it was kind of this like, why does Hannah have lines? Like, what's going on? Like,
right.
But they're some of my best friends to this day still.
Oh, so. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Interesting. So you're also a singer and a songwriter.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm a songwriter. I wouldn't call myself a singer by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been writing songs my whole life. Who are your influences?
I would say like current day influences are like The Paper Kites, Passenger, Boy Genius, older influences I just grew up on, like Sixpence None the Richer, Joni Mitchell, Taylor, James Taylor. But I am definitely driven by the singer-songwriter, more folk side of me. I think I just grew up that way. But as I'm kind of coming into my own as an adult, I'm definitely exploring pop as a genre as well. It's fun. It makes me happy at shows to play. So I'm kind of melding those two worlds right now.
Are you writing a lot of pop songs?
Yeah, I'm about to release my second EP this year.
Really?
Kind of, it's leaning into that more pop rock. I have a couple of those classic singer-songwriter acoustic things on the EP just because that's where I feel so at home. But I'm excited to like explore the stuff that's like fun to me.
right, that's great. Are you signed with anybody or?
No, not right now. I'm just doing it all on my own at the moment. I just played a show at the Troubadour last year, which kind of felt like the biggest moment for my career so far. And then
How'd it go?
It was great. We sold out. I had the best night of my life. Lost my mind.
Did you film it?
Yeah. I mean, there's videos like,
oh, good.
It was truly the greatest night I think of my life. I'll probably say until maybe my wedding, but yeah, everyone I could have ever met was there. It was truly special. And so I feel like that was a really big catalyst for like what's to come for this year's release.
Oh, that's good. Good for you.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights' sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to play a game called Rapid Fire.
Oh, gosh.
It doesn't mean you have to answer quickly, but here we go. How do you like your coffee?
I like it with 3 sugars and oat milk.
Okay. Are you team Logan, team Jess, or team Dean?
Okay. I'm definitely not team Jess, but I'm only on season 3. Dean.
Why aren't you team Jess?
Sorry. So sorry.
No. You don't have to apologize.
He hasn't stolen my heart yet. He didn't do it yet.
He's growing up. He's growing up a lot.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Gilmore couple? Luke and Lorelai or Emily and Richard?
Oh, Luke and Lorelai. Come on. There you go.
Of course. It's the only answer there is. Would you rather work with Michelle or Kirk?
Ooh. God. I feel like Michelle and I would weirdly get along. Like, I feel like I'd find the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Kirk. Yeah, Kirk would be hard to.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That would be a daily sort of.
That would be a challenge. Right.
Fun to watch for other people, but maybe not being in the pocket with that on a daily.
Yeah, I think I'd find my sweet spot with Kirk.
Who'd you rather hang out with, Paris or Lane?
Oh, Lane, but Paris is such a sweet spot in my heart.
No, she's a tender flower. She's a gentle.
But Lane's cool.
Right. Harvard or Yale, or drop out and live in the pool house?
Harvard. OG dream. Why not?
Okay. Would you rather attend a DAR event with Emily or a town meeting with Taylor?
Town meeting. Oh, yeah. I want to have snacks at a town meeting.
Gilmore Girls character that you would want as a roommate?
I'm going to say Emily because I want to live in that house and I want I want that cool room that they have as kids.
Okay. Something in your life you are all in on. And I think I already know what that is.
I'm going to say a sappy answer is loving my people. I love people and I just want to be here to spread love. And if that's through art, then that's how I do it. But that's what I'm all in on all the time.
Well, that's fantastic. Listen, we're going to talk a little bit after we're finished here about some things, but thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing with us. Good luck with your singing and songwriting career.
Thank you.
And all the best to you.
You too. This was so fun. Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.